it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, all right, we'll do just that. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing their names mentioned. Well, exhale. It ain't going to happen. It's all about radio on the go to devices and various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, let's run it down, Bob. The myriad of ways you take Sports Byline on the go, and they start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. And most importantly, they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And last but not least in our hearts and minds, of course, is the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if you belong to the armed forces during this holiday season, you're away from home, believe me, we understand how it is, and we're happy and proud to be a part of it. And we're going to be even more proud tomorrow to be a part of it as we head down to Baltimore today, and we'll be doing a special show from Army-Navy Radio Row tomorrow afternoon, Joe. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I believe 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Bob?
I believe so.
4 to 6 Eastern time, special time for the attack. It's going to be Army-Navy focused and chock full of great guests. But in our next segment, Bob, we'll quickly set the table for today's edition of the attack and then quickly start knocking things down as we're jam-packed today as well. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we shall do just that. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And, Joe, let's set them up and knock them down.
Absolutely, Bob. Hot stove early. You know, we've got the Yankees make a big move to fortify their bullpen, and we'll unveil that surprise for you in just a second. Also, throughout hour number one, we'll dive into the rest of the hot stove news as the hot stove continues to cook here and we have some stories to discuss. In the middle of hour one, 8:25 a.m. Eastern time, 25 after hour number one, Steve Dale, certified animal behavior consultant, will join us and he'll talk about stress-free pet travel for the holidays or traveling with your pet in a stress-free manner. So we'll do that at 25 after hour number one. We'll roll into hour two and right out of the box at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, Larry McReynolds, legendary NASCAR crew chief, and now with the NASCAR on Fox, will join us and he'll give us some winter car care tips as well as help us tie a bow around the 2016 NASCAR Sprint Cup season.
Yep, but as you said, right out of the box.
I'm sorry, go ahead, brother. And then
I thought
from
you
there,
were.
Then from there, Football Friday on Thursday, because tomorrow's edition of The Attack is going to be Army-Navy focused almost exclusively. So we'll do a bit of a rapid-fire condensed version of Football Friday on Thursday this week, and that'll come up in the back nine of the show, the back two-thirds, back two segments of the show really will be where that focus takes over, Bob. But now we should probably dive in. And the place to probably start is the Bronx, New York, where the Yankees trade Aroldis Chapman for a bevy of prospects. And then in free agency, they bring him back for a record contract. And he will be the closer for the Yankees more than likely the next five seasons.
You know, we often talk about the fact of, hey, they can always come back, but they rarely do. In this case, they actually did. And they being Aroldis Chapman, and he got the money he was looking for, if not the years, and it was a pretty damn good deal for him and for the Yankees, who think they can contend this upcoming year with a bunch of younger players and fresh bats and a fresh attitude in that dugout. This is going to be a guy that can just lock it down for you at the end of the game. And it, all in all, it's a lot of money, but more than likely money well spent.
It's money well spent for a number of reasons. The Yankees are ahead of schedule. Yes, they're in transition, but they're way ahead of schedule. And you're going to see over the next couple of years, this team get younger and younger, yet better and better. And when you're putting together a young team, you need just a few vets there to kind of tie it all together. And the Yankees will make sure they keep those handful of vets on this roster to help groom these young kids. And Aroldis Chapman, in the ninth inning, for a team that contends, closers always have value. And while the Yankees aren't the favorite in the American League, they're not even nearly the favorite in the American League East, they are going to be a playoff contender from 2017 on out for probably a decade. So the value of a closer can't be disputed. And despite the fact that they're paying $86 million over 5 years for Aroldis Chapman, based on where the Yankees are, this deal makes perfect sense. He's 28 years old, and he is an absolute flamethrower who is such a unique weapon in the ninth inning. You couple that with the fact that they have Dylan Betances, who is a great setup guy. But when the Yankees made all the trades to restock that farm system and gave away their top two relievers, I mean, they didn't give them away. They got a great haul, but let them move or move them to contending teams. Dylan Betances was elevated to the closer's role, and he showed that it's probably not his best role, that he's a lot more comfortable as a seventh or eighth inning guy where he excels. So you bring back the needed closer and one of the best two or three closers in the game of baseball and its hardest thrower, and you put him in the ninth inning. You move Betances back to his much more comfortable eighth inning, and then you build the bullpen out from there with a bunch of guys with closing experience to come in and play key roles in the sixth and seventh inning. You make sure you have your lefty-righty balance. And if you're the Yankees, you will be off to the races as far as your bullpen. But you've now locked up inning nine and inning eight, and it all goes from there.
Yep, no question about it. And again, as you said, ahead of schedule. I don't think they make this move if they felt they were in a couple of year rebuilding status as far as not being able to contend. But what they were able to do last year with Gary Sanchez coming up and proving that he's ready to take the league by storm, they've got youth scattered around at this point in time, mixed in with veterans. Greg Bird coming back more than likely to man first base. They're going to contend next year. Are they as good on paper as the Red Sox? No, not right now. But I think you could make the argument, depending on what happens with Toronto and them either bringing people back or not bringing people out, they're right there with Baltimore. And if that ends up being the case, they're going to contend at the very least for a wild card spot. And the move makes sense all the way around. The money wasn't prohibitive. They have a 3-year opt out. And, you know, look, it for this team at this time, like you said, 8 and 9 is locked down. If they can get the seventh inning guy, makes them even a little bit better. And then who knows?
You know, and I think you're exactly right. As we've discussed, and as we saw, once Betances took over in the ninth inning, he wasn't the same brand of pitcher. And I think you made an apt point here. It's a mix of youth and experience. Matt Holliday comes in to be an outfielder, DH, first base type, be a veteran guy to go with all the young guys. And the biggest point you made is they're right there with the Baltimores and the Torontos, and they're not the class of the best of the American League because I think their starting pitching is limited. And when you're mixing in this youth with the experience, there's going to be growing pains with these young players. You know, Aaron Judge still has a ways to go. Clint Frazier eventually is going to make it up here. It's going to take some time, but they are far from out of it. And that's why you make this move, because as you said, if the Yankees didn't think they were a viable contender, they wouldn't spend any money on a closer, because a closer is almost worthless to a non-contending team. Much in the same way a backup quarterback is almost worthless to a non-contending team. We talk about it in football all the time. So, you know, having the closer and having the eighth inning, you've locked up the back of your bullpen. You can spend some reasonably priced resources on the earlier part of your bullpen. You are what you are as starters right now as you wait for young guys to develop as far as the starting pitching.
Right.
So it's not a flawless team, but it may be good enough to win 90, 92 games and find their way in the playoffs. So the move makes sense. Plus, because Chapman was a midseason trade, guess what? The Yankees don't have to, they don't have to give up any draft pick compensation for signing the free agent. So it all works out well for the Yankees. They cleared a lot of salary last year, and they had this salary to burn, and they bring in the right guy to lock down their bullpen. As you said, it's a 5-year deal. 3 years he's locked in. After that, I think there's opt-outs on both sides. So
Correct.
We'll see where it goes from there. But for the foreseeable future, back of the bullpen is set. There's a wealth of young talent. The Yankees do have the ability to spend after they cleared out a lot of those big veteran contracts. So the Yankees are poised to be very, very good for a very, very long time. 2017, they're not necessarily the best in the American League. That may change by 2018 or 19, Bob.
Yep, I think that's entirely a fair assessment. And, you know, something by then, who knows? You know, again, that 3-year opt-out is a nice thing to have on both sides. You know, the other thing, too, Joe, the Yankees, from all appearances, were competing just with the Marlins. Luria has given his management team the okay to spend. So it also tells me that if it was just dollars and cents, maybe Miami could have gotten him if they were willing to go a little higher. But at this price of $86 million, Chapman, who was looking for 100 plus, at least from the initial reports, wasn't able to get the dollars and cents that he wanted.
That's fair. It was down to Florida and the Yankees. And the Yankees, deeper pockets, they'll always outspend the Marlins. Chapman liked it here in New York, did not like it in Chicago. We knew. I said not long after he got there, he wasn't going back. So the Yankees make a deal that makes sense. And now the rest of the closer market will shake out with Kenley Jansen being coveted by the Marlins and Dodgers. Steve Dale, certified animal behaviorist, will join us next on The Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Mr. Dale here in just a couple minutes, and I'm sure he's being
bounced around. Must be having
trouble
getting his dog in the car.
either that or he decided to take a dookie on the sidewalk and he's got to clean it up.
And there you go, Bob. Again, real quick, I think we did a pretty good job of talking about the Yankees' record-setting deal with Aroldis Chapman. I mean, they totally blew away the previous record deal that Mark Melancon signed with the Giants at 4 years and $62 million. And we'll get back to this in a second and move on to the other hot stove stuff. But we're joined right now by Steve Dale, certified animal behavior consultant, who's going to help us with tips for stress-free holiday pet travel. Steve, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. Great to talk to you this morning.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
You know, I think this is an interesting segment in that so many of us travel to see family at the holidays. And traveling with pets, dogs, cats, etc., can always be a challenge. You know, dogs or cats can get skittish in their crate. The air pressure if you have to take them on a plane. So let's dive into all of that. And let's start with those that have to make more of a long-distance trip. And how can we make our pet more comfortable on an airplane, which can be a unique challenge to them with the pressurized air cabins and the limited space to move?
Well, you began on with the most controversial question of all, I suppose. I don't think it's a good idea for large dogs, especially, now listen, if you're moving to the other side of the country, it's a one-time flight, completely different story. But there are many organizations, even some of the airlines, advise against it unless you really need to do it. I don't think you really need to do it to visit grandma's house for 3 or 4 days. Leave the pet at home in a boarding facility if we're talking about needing to put the pet in cargo. Now, if we're talking about a small dog or a cat that could fit in a carrier that can go in the, you know, under the seat in front of you, that's a different story, but make sure that you make reservations in advance and understand the airlines is going to charge you extra money to do that as well. Also, get to the airport early because going through security can even take more time now that you've got a dog or a cat with you. See your veterinarian before you go to make sure that you're giving something to your pet that'll lower anxiety and stress because no one's told the pet what's going on here. I'll tell you there are two products that are easy ones that have no downside. One, there are copies of pheromones. Those are naturally occurring chemicals that help pets feel more comfortable where they are in their own surroundings. One is called Adaptil. That's for dogs. Feel-Away is for cats. Feel-Away and Adaptil, both totally safe to use. But some of our pets get so anxious that they may need more than that. The good news is we have more than that. Your veterinarian is the right person to talk to about that.
Well, Steve, you know, Joe took it up in the air. I'm going to take it right from the front door. When you have a pet of any kind, they associate going in the car with going to the vet. And if you're just taking the short hop to grandma's house or something along those lines, how do you deal with that as far as just taking care of your pet, making sure that when they get to the car, they're not flipping out because they're going to veterinarian land, which they know is a bad experience?
So we want to change that bad experience, and I'm part of a national group called of veterinarians and others, talking about lowering stress, anxiety, and fear about going to the veterinary clinic. What I'm about to say, even if it's going to grandma's house, is really important to go to the vet clinic or to grandma's house, and that is for small dogs and for cats, get them used to the carrier in the first place. Right now, I mean, you're totally correct. The carrier comes out, and the pet is in a different country because the pet sees the carrier. You have to run all over the house to grab that cat, stuff the cat who's going, row, row, into the carrier. You have one very unhappy, stressed cat. It doesn't need to be that way. The short sort of version that I could tell you is to leave out the carrier all the time, drop treats in the carrier so it sort of becomes a treat dispenser, make it a happy place, and then close the carrier, begin walking around your own home with it. When you actually go to the car, don't turn on the motor at first even. Just get the pet comfortable in the carrier, in the car. Make sure the pet associates, to your point, something positive with the experience. So right after that carrier experience, the pet gets fed each and every time, and the pet will, over time, associate that carrier with something good. And then eventually you can drive to grandma's house, and using some products that are out there that can do no harm, like Feel-Away for cats, Adaptil for dogs, that is a great way to give yourself sort of an extra boost and to lower the anxiety level just a little bit as well.
Now, it's probably too late for those in some ways that haven't initially made the car a pleasant experience, short of doing some of the things you did to reverse, you know, a trend. But I found with me, going all the way back to when my dogs were puppies, they associate the crate, the travel crate, with something good because my dogs are always going someplace. They go to dog parks a lot. They're socialized. So when I put them on the leash and I take them to the car and I open the car and I take out the travel crates for them, they dive right in. They lay down because they usually know, hey, we're going to the park and we're going to go play with our friends. You know, we're going to sniff rear ends and we're going to pee all over stuff and have a great time. And that's really what they do. You watch them at dog park, and it's quite interesting how dogs interact. So, you know, if you haven't done that, the next go-around when you get a dog, think about early socialization. And, I guess maybe I'm preaching to the choir here, but I think it's easy to associate with something good if you make the effort to take your dog's places, and your cat for that matter, too, places that are positive where they have an opportunity to play with their peers.
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, you're totally correct. We typically don't take our cats places. I mean, there are no cat parks yet, you know, filled with catnip everywhere. That would be nice. But there aren't such places. So for cats, we have to be a bit more creative. But you're totally correct. And in doing so, actually can save a cat's life. We tend not to go to the veterinarian as often as we could or should with dogs, especially true for cats. And part of that reason is because it's so difficult to get them in a carrier. So you're right. If you happen to get a cat as a kitten, and you can start young, but even old cats or dogs can learn new tricks. And I absolutely agree with everything you're saying. The more you can make it a positive experience, the better off you'll be. And this is more than just going to grandma's house. This is all about life as well, because our pets are under-medicalized, and by not seeing the veterinarian as often as they should for checkups, things are missed or discovered when they're really bad. Catching illness early, of course, makes common sense. But veterinarians, the best veterinarian on the planet, cannot help your pet if that veterinarian is not seeing your pet. So I absolutely agree with you.
Steve, and we're on with Steve Dale here on The Attack. And I'm curious, is there a protocol as far as going to somebody's house with, and I'm focusing a little more on dogs than cats, but the size of the animal and making it an acceptable appearance as far as bringing your dog to somebody's house, particularly if you're going to stay for a day or two?
Well, that's where basic sort of 101 obedience comes in, you know. So if the dog walks through the door and is happy to see grandma, who's 98 years old, and that dog happens to weigh 120 pounds and jumps on grandma, that's the end of grandma. So we don't want that to happen, do we? So we want an appropriately behaved dog, also for the safety of your own dog. So if you let your dog off leash, the minute you walk in and the dog sniffs and sniffs and sniffs, and grandma's cooking this wonderful ham or turkey and gets at the trash, and now a turkey bone, chicken bone, whatever, is stuck in your dog's throat, that's not a good thing, you know? So basic obedience is a good thing, so you can have your dog do what you want your dog to do, not only for grandma's own safety, but your dog's or cat's own safety as well.
I think that's a great point. I guess the last one from me before we let you run, I have two dogs. I'm in a neighborhood full of dogs. I want to take this in a direction, and I want to let you get a chance to preach a little bit. There are a handful of pet owners that are so proud of the fact that they've actually taught their dog to listen and not run recklessly that they decide it's okay in these suburban neighborhoods to let their dogs walk off leash. And to me, I said, no matter how well-behaved your dog is, instinct can take over. They are vermin hunters, some dogs. And they like to run in front of fast-moving, loud motor vehicles. So I want to get your thoughts, no matter how well-behaved and trained your dog is, about walking your dog without a leash in non-gated areas and, say, within your neighborhood.
I will preach. Thank you. So most of us do care about our pets. In fact, we consider, statistically, over 90% of pet owners consider pets members of the family. You've got a little 3-year-old running toward the street. Are you going to do nothing about it? And it's the same with our dogs. The difference is you can call that dog, hey, Fido, come! And Fido sees a squirrel on the other side of the street, and you're absolutely right. So even if your dog is so well-trained that 99% of the time your dog will come, what about that 1%? That's one thing. The other thing is, what about the other dogs? So your dog may be perfect, but then may turn a corner, and there's another dog that's aggressive to dogs. And you might not even see what's going on, even if your dog is 20 feet ahead of you, because your dog's around the corner. I've actually seen that happen, you know. So a dog who's perfectly behaved and wonderful is off leash gets nailed by another dog because that owner didn't have control over his or her dog, but now your dog is in trouble because you didn't have enough control over your dog. So there are lots of reasons, and in some communities, one reason is it's the law for a dog to be unleashed. But I think it's a good law for the safety of the animal. We have dog parks. We have other places that dogs can go, and I'm all for that, off-leash. But where they should be unleashed, I think they should be unleashed.
Well, Steve, we appreciate the couple minutes. We'll go to your website and check that out as well. And good advice all the way around. Thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
And I want you to also check out happypetholidays.com. That will make me happy.
All right. Very good. We'll put a bow on it and put it under the tree. Thanks for your time, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Dale, certified animal behavior consultant, Joe, here in the Attack.
Absolutely right. Back to the hot stove baseball we go next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Hey, Joe, I can't get that image of 97-year-old grandma being knocked down by a German Shepherd out of my mind.
It can happen. Again, we try to train our dogs the best way we can. More often than not, they have behavior quirks. I have two dogs, and at times they're the same breed. One's black, one's white, which makes it funny. It's, you know, like my own salt and pepper shakers, rainbow.
Ebony and ivory.
Whatever you want to call it, ebony and ivory. They couldn't be in some ways more different. My older dog is a mush. and was so easy to housebreak. I housebroke him in a matter of days. And he was not one who destroyed much pride, didn't lose very many shoes or socks or anything, never really tore apart the garbage. He was generally an easy dog to deal with, so much so that he inspired me to get a second one. Well, the second one is a personality all his own. He was a nightmare to housebreak. I don't understand why. Did all the same things. He finds creative ways to get in trouble, whether it be finding ways to get things. Now, understand, these are miniature schnauzers. They're not that big. You would think I had an 80-pound dog there, all the trouble he makes. Gets things off of counters in ways I don't know how. I got to walk around, make sure everything's pushed back. I had to buy a new garbage can for the kitchen because he figured out how to open the other one, and he would eat the garbage, and he would get sick. You know, just completely different personalities. And no matter how hard you try, like my older dog, he hates to get groomed. You know, schnauzers have hair and not fur. They have to be combed. He hates it. Fights me hammer and tong. The other guy lays there like it's nothing. So, you know, it's really, really just amazing how these animals do really have their own unique personalities and quirks and idiosyncrasies. But again, you know, these are some good ideas, some common sense things that will help make pet travel easy on both you and your pet. So take advantage of them, be smart, and do what makes sense. And I guess last, because I see it all the time. You know, I'm in a neighborhood full of pets now. Everybody's got pets. And there's this small percentage who insist on, you know, my dog's so well trained. I am going to walk them without the leash and show off. And to me, first of all, it's a violation of law in many counties, states, municipalities. Second of all, it's just irresponsible ownership. It's you bragging how cool you are. The dog doesn't mind being hooked up, especially a well-behaved one. Doesn't mind that you hook the leash to his collar and walk and kind of, I know with my dogs, because I have two of them, you know, sometimes you run out of hands. You got two dogs and you're picking stuff up. If I drop the leash, unless a squirrel comes, they're terriers. So they know what their job is. I drop the leash. They stop walking until I pick up the leash like you're supposed to hang on to that.
Right.
So the dog's not upset about having the leash on him. So all you're doing is bragging. See how great I am.
Yeah. Well when your dog is
flat under a bus, then you can talk about how great you are.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not like you stand there and you go, you know something, Tiger. If you see a squirrel, don't run across the street to go chase it. The dog goes, okay, Joe.
No, they don't understand that at all. It's instinct. It's their work. Squirrels, cats, rats, birds, they're all considered vermin to them. You're not going to untrain that instinct. It's an instinct that's been bred into them since the beginning of the breed.
Yep.
Absolutely. I don't want to get preachy, but there's great ways to make pet travel easier for your pet. Take advantage of it. Use some common sense. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Let's get back to the hot stove, Bob, as it really is cooking. We talked about Chapman and his record 5-year, $86 million deal, 3 years complete no trade, 2 years limited no trade, most notably he can't be traded to California, to a California team in those final 2 years. I think both sides have an opt-out after 3 years. I can't get it clear. I just see 3-year opt-out. So I don't know who's got the opt-out. I'm assuming both sides, or at the very least the player. So that way, if he's at this point being underpaid, he can re-enter the market.
But, certainly appears that way.
You know, for the Yankees again, inning 9, inning 8 locked up for the foreseeable future. You're a team that's on the fringe of contending or maybe better than that. You need a closer. You needed to get Betances out of the ninth. Smart move. You had the money to spend. You spent a ton of money on one of, if not the very best closer in the game. Smart, sound move for the Yankees.
I couldn't agree more.
Let's now move to the White Sox and the Nationals, who swing a deal that sends Adam Eaton to the Nationals for Lucas Giolito, Dane Dunning, Reynaldo Lopez, and I think that's it, right? Is that it was the three guys.
Three for one.
Okay, right, three for one. This I love this move I like for the White Sox better than I like the Sale move. Because when you look at the haul they got for the player they sent away, this is a much better deal. Because the haul they got for Adam Eaton is comparable to the haul they got for Chris Sale. You know, Giolito is one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball, and so is Lopez. So when you look at this, and both of those guys are a lot closer to Major League ready. You can debate the upside on the Nationals guys compared to the Red Sox guys, but right. The realities are Giolito and Lopez were coveted prospects that the Nationals did not want to part with last year, and it cost them dearly in deals. So there is an incredibly high upside. And again, Eaton was somebody the Nationals obviously needed. They needed an upgrade in center field. Trey Turner moves back to his natural shortstop position. The move makes sense for them. They're a team that is in win-now mode. This puts them in a great position to win now. But it comes at a very heavy price. And the price is a couple of great prospects that the Nationals up until this point had been reticent to part with.
Yeah.
Love this move for the White Sox. Remember, I was a little down on the Sale move. I thought key chip. Well, when I look at this move as it relates to what I got for what I sent out, Adam Eaton is a nice player. And he's working relatively cheap and, again, under team control for several years. So that makes it easy for the Nationals. But the realities are, so was Sale, and Sale is one of the very best starting pitchers in the game. Eaton's a terrific Gold Glove caliber center fielder with a solid bat. But he doesn't compare to Chris Sale at all. And to get what I believe is a comparable haul from the Washington Nationals with two young guys that are actually closer to Major League ready than the guys you got from the Red Sox, I think this time the White Sox hit the grand slam home run. And in many ways, the Nationals hit the double or triple. They got a good piece that'll help them win now, but they paid a heavy price.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, when you look at the White Sox and what they were able to get from both teams, Joe, they now have four of the top 40 prospects in Major League Baseball now within their system now. Giolito, they're going to want to start this year, and they're going to try to get him into the rotation. Whether or not he's up to the task and there's going to be pressure on him to replace, literally, Sale, remains to be seen. But I love what they were able to do, particularly on the national end of it. And as you said with the Nationals, look, you have to give to get. Do I think they gave up a little bit too much? Yeah, probably. But, you know, you look at what they're dealing with, Joe. They have pressure within their own division with the Mets in the fact that the Mets starting pitching, if it comes all the way back, they got a couple of gems in Gesellman last year and the other kid that look like they're Major League ready as well. So they're probably going to have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to pitching. They re-signed Cespedes. There's pressure on the Nationals just to win their own division, and Miami is coming on as well. Then you add to the fact that the defending Major League
I noticed baseball, you didn't mention the Phillies there.
Yeah, well, they're on the way.
they couldn't get any lower, could they?
Where are they on the way to?
Philadelphia. Okay.
They're going to go up I-95, hang a left at Shea Stadium. Oh, wait, that's gone. No. you know something? It's not only the pressure of their own division, because they are going to have competition with their own within their
they
own
They've got to make a run through the playoff. But they can't just get there and get knocked out akin to the Cincinnati Bengals, who've done that for the last 4 years. And they got to start exactly winning some right. playoff series and get to the World Series.
And that's exactly right. And when you look at it, Joe, you know, the Cubs sitting on top and the Cubs themselves not standing still. You know, there's a lot of pressure there. They don't want to be one of those teams that when they talk about it and the fans talk about it in the bars 15 years from now, we're going, yeah, you know, we had a good team. We had Bryce Harper. We had Zimmerman. We had Strasburg. But, boy, we just couldn't get over the hump with that group. I never got why they were able to do it. Management stood still. Well, management isn't standing still. And I recognize the fact perhaps they didn't get the most value for what they gave up, but it was a trade that I feel this team needed to make.
Yeah. I get why they did it. I get the need. They paid a heavy price. And to me, that makes this a grand slam home run for the White Sox. And in this case, the Nationals hit the double. Because in Eaton, you're getting a guy who's going to hit you about 280. He's going to hit somewhere around 15 homers. He's going to steal you around 20 bases. And he's going to play gold glove center field. And he's going to chip in with a bunch of triples. He's got good speed. He's under your control through 2019 at a very reasonable price, only $21 million owed through 2019. And very reasonably priced club options in 20 and 21. So you got yourself your center fielder for a long time. You allow Trey Turner to move back to his natural position at shortstop. And you've shored up your lineup. Most of the holes in your lineup have now been filled. So a sound move for them. I just think they paid a heavy price for, you know, a lesser player. And if you went off the sale move, maybe they could have gotten Eaton a little cheaper. But they didn't waste any time, and they took care of their business. For the White Sox, man, I love this. You talked about it. Their farm system's loading up, and they're not done yet. Todd Frazier could be on the hop. Carlos Quintana could be on the hop. David Robertson could be on the hop for a contender that needs a closer. And the next thing you know, their system could be as stocked as the Yankees. And they could have this steady stream of guys coming up. And the American League could be the White Sox and Yankees dueling in 2019 because of their moves and the transition that they made a decision to make.
Fair. Fair all the way around. And again, if you're looking at the future, prospects are always suspects until proven otherwise. But I suspect these guys are going to be pretty good.
Have a lot of them. You know what it is? It's like throwing stuff against the wall. If you got enough of them, well, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because not all of them are going to pan out, like you said. They're suspect. So if you have enough of them, and you've got two and three of them at every position, and every time you turn around, you're bringing another one up, well, if you have 10 and four pan out, you're hitting 400. It's not great. It's not great as far as suspects turning to prospects, but boy, it'll fill out your roster pretty quick. And if you're a big market team like the Yankees and the White Sox, when you need to spend money, you go out and spend money and fill in around it.
Yep.
So 2019 is the year for both of those teams. In the case of the Yankees, could be sooner.
No question about it.
I guess finally, real quick, as we wrap up this segment, and there's the music. We'll have to do this in the next segment. Ian Desmond's five-year deal with the Rockies. Don't even know where he'll play. Shortstop, center field, who knows where Ian Desmond will play. But we'll talk about it quickly next on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
Entirely possible. As you mentioned, Joe, Ian Desmond going to Colorado, and we don't even know where he's going to play, but we do know one thing. He's going to hit. And, you know, look, he choked up a little bit in that walk year and had his issues, and that let him bounce around a little bit. But honestly, he's done okay since, and he'll hit the ball in Colorado. They always do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where he's going to play. I think ultimately he ends up in the outfield at center field. Not a great defensive center fielder, but his bat will keep him, you know, will keep him on the field. And that'll give the opportunity for the Rockies to clear out, move along, move a guy like a Charlie Blackman or something, and maybe get some pitching help. You know, again, a lot of results in a lot of dominoes falling. You know, Desmond's now in Colorado. The market's been incredibly slow on those Blue Jay DH / outfielder, infielder types. So the Desmond signing has some pretty interesting ripple effects, and I'm intrigued to see what happens, not only where he plays. I'm guessing he'll play in the outfield for Colorado. I'm guessing that'll give them an opportunity to now move what is a glut of outfielders and fortify some other positions. And I'm interested to see when and if the Batista and Double E sweepstakes ever heats up, or do they end up going back to Toronto as relative bargains, much like Cespedes did?
Well,
should be interesting to see.
The fans don't like Joey Bats, so he's not going to Baltimore.
Yeah, I heard that. I'll talk about that more when we get down there, if we can get Buck Showalter on tomorrow. But that's a wrap on hour one. And it was, you know, all hot stove baseball and some pet tips wedged in there. In hour two, a little winter car care with Larry McReynolds to start things out. And then an abridged Football Friday edition on Thursday of the Spano and Black Attack. We'll step away now and be back with hour two of the attack in just a few.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President-elect Donald Trump filling more key cabinet positions as we hear from USA's Joe Gomez.
Trump is reportedly tapping retired General John Kelly to head the Department of Homeland Security. The four-star Marine general is a former chief of U.S. Southern Command. Trump has also chosen Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the EPA. Pruitt has been a fierce critic of the Environmental Protection Agency.
There's a $20,000 reward now for the arrest of Minquel Lembrick, a man who allegedly killed a police officer and wounded another in America's Georgia yesterday.
There is a manhunt
underway.
America's Chief Mark Scott.
We have agencies from across the South Georgia area. Federal, state, and local agencies are here.
The one officer was shot and killed. A second fights for his life after they had responded to a domestic violence call. This is USA Radio News.
Well, the story's in the headlines. Yahoo hit in the worst hack ever. 500 million accounts taken. If you've ever had a Yahoo email account or been affiliated with Yahoo, you're in dire jeopardy of identity theft. And we have help for you. It is free. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's Identity Theft Insurance. 800-941-6844. 800-941-6844. You've got to protect yourself right now. This hack. Hacking is going to cause millions grief, loss of time, bad credit. And if your identity is stolen, it gets worse than that. And you know, one in four Americans will experience identity theft. So insure your identity now with ID Lion, risk-free, 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844. And you actually get a free gift for signing up today. 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844.
Some skeptical lawmakers take a close look at a proposed mega merger of AT&T and Time Warner. At a Senate hearing yesterday, Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar says,
"Will this transaction accelerate the disruptive forces that will increase competition, spur innovation, improve quality, and lower costs?"
However, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley is suggesting the deal may lead to more choices and lower prices.
They claim that by consolidating the assets of the two companies, it will be able to better compete nationwide.
President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to try to kill the deal. Officials in Tennessee say two people are charged in connection with deadly wildfires in the Great Smoky Mountains. The two are juveniles. They were taken into custody on charges of aggravated arson. The fires in the resort towns of Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge have left at least 14 people dead. This is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
It was on this date in 1980 that a deranged fan shoots and kills former Beatle John Lennon outside his New York City apartment. A lot of Americans learned about it while watching Monday Night Football, when legendary broadcaster Howard Cosell said,
"The most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, dead on arrival."
An American hero hospitalized.
"I don't know his condition or his illness or his prognosis."
That's a spokesman at Ohio State University's John Glenn College of Public Affairs confirming that former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn has been hospitalized for about a week now in Ohio, getting treatment for an undisclosed condition. The 95-year-old was the first American to orbit the Earth in 1962. Glenn was elected to the Senate in 1974 and served until his retirement in 1999. And as he recovers from fluid in his lungs that began when he was visiting the South Pole as a tourist last week, 86-year-old former astronaut Edwin Buzz Aldrin is said to be doing well at a hospital in New Zealand, where, in what the Telegraph reports could only be described as a space oddity, he's being cared for there by Dr. David Bowie. That's right, classic rock fans. By a huge coincidence, Aldrin's doctor shares the name of the late British rock star whose greatest hits included Starman and Space Oddity, songs about space travel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And on that happy note, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country. Well, you don't get your hearing or your names mentioned very often because in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. On the go, on the go, on the go. If you're heading to grandmother's house like we're talking about for the holidays, if you're heading to work, or if you're just hanging out having a good day. It's all about the devices and platforms, various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, why don't you start them off and running?
All right, you got a device? There's so many ways you can take Sports Byline on the go. Our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen live link that allows you to keep up with everything as it happens. And also on our homepage, a whole host of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You've got the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, all downloadable to any device you could think of, and probably a couple you can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, we're going to be down in Baltimore starting tomorrow. We're going to do a nice little show in the afternoon, a little bit out of our time slot, but we'll have fun with that. Then we're going to go to the Army-Navy game itself, which we'll be talking about on Monday. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun down in Baltimore. You'll be hearing it on AFN, and we're going to be very happy and very proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. 4 to 6 Eastern time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and wherever you usually listen to us, a special live afternoon drive edition of the Spano and Black Attack, which will be Army-Navy focused. When we come back, winter car care tips with Larry McReynolds before we get into Football Friday. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Larry McReynolds, legendary pit crew chief and NASCAR analyst. He's won two Daytona 500s with Dale Earnhardt and Davey Allison. He's teamed up with another legendary winner in Home Depot. And he's going to talk to us about how you can prepare your car, and I guess inadvertently yourself, for winter. Nice to have you with us, Larry.
No, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. I know Joe and I come from two different perspectives on this, just on the automobiles that we own. I've got a 2003 Mustang convertible with a large engine in it, and Joe has a front-wheel drive automobile that gives him a lot more forgiveness in bad weather. But you're here to talk about all of it and how you can get your car set for the Farmer's Almanac and Old Man Winter.
Well, really, the things we're talking about, it does not matter. I think it pertains to any type of vehicle you may have. And as I think we also see with the forecast, it's basically turning winter all over the country. I know I live in Charlotte, and we're supposed to be down in the 20s at night there this weekend. So it kind of starts with the radiator fluid. You know, you really have to protect it against these cold temps. I recommend the Prestone 50/50 antifreeze coolant. It's diluted. It's ready to use. All you have to do is pour it in. And I know something I've always taken for granted on my vehicle are the wiper blades. And if they're squeaking or streaking or skipping, absolutely change them now before the weather gets any worse. And really, a good maintenance schedule on the wiper blades is just go ahead and change them every 6 months. You need to look under the hood at the connections at your battery. If you're starting to see some corrosion, that can really hurt the car cranking. Just take a steel brush, just clean those connections, you'll be good to go. And then as the cold weather comes in, the engine oil thickens up, you need to absolutely verify the proper oil for all your oil changes. But also there, I recommend the Formula Shell 10W30 motor oil.
I figured with your car, wiper blades wouldn't be an issue. I figured, just like the NASCARs, you had that little plastic piece of film, and when it got covered up, you just ripped it off and you had a clean windshield immediately.
Well, it'd be nice to know you could do that, but unfortunately that won't work. You know, I mean, the wiper blades are important during the summer when it's raining, but I think when you think about rain, sleet, snow in the wintertime, you know, there's nothing more aggravating than turning the wiper blades on, and they absolutely make no difference whatsoever.
I got another one for you. You know, I am up in New York, and it is, you know, snow is an issue in the winter. And as Bob said, I'm driving a front-wheel drive car. But over the years, I've done some research, and I've started to realize, yes, front drive helps, all-wheel drive helps. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the most important thing, whether it's front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, is tires. Whether it be your all-weather tires and having a good tread on them, or in a real snowbelt area, switching to snow tires and making the investment to be able to change those tires and go to snow tires, that'll pay huge dividends, won't it?
Well, it will, but no matter what type of tire that you have, I think something that people get confused about is the temperature drops, the air pressure starts dropping in your tires. That's why if you have the sensor low air pressure, it may come on. It's not because you've got a flat tire. It's because the air pressure is coming down. In fact, a good rule of thumb is every 10 degrees of drop in the temperature, you're going to lose about a pound of air. And you can open the door jamb, and it'll tell you right there what the proper air pressure for your tires are. But one thing that Home Depot sells to keep a close watch on your air pressure is they sell a Husky 4-inch digital tire gauge. It has the lighted display. And anything that Husky sells at Home Depot, it has a lifetime guarantee. And another thing, a little bit of insurance to maybe hold on to year-round, is keep that can of aerosol roadside fix-a-flat. That way, if you do have that slow-leaking flat tire, you can fix it yourself right there, Johnny, on the spot and be on your way.
NASCAR legend Larry McReynolds joining us here in the attack. You know, Larry, no matter what you do, there certainly is the situation where you get stuck at a certain point, and I don't care what kind of car you have, front wheel, rear wheel, all wheel. But if as far as that goes, talk about a couple of the necessities that you absolutely must have in your car to avert disaster.
That's a great question. Now, let's address some things that I think you should keep in the trunk of your car, not only during the winter, but absolutely year-round. I think it's good to keep a nice set of jumper cables in case you have a battery that goes dead. Orion makes an emergency kit that has things like duct tape, cable ties, flares, a bright safety vest. You want to keep that maybe all year round. Always have a flashlight, and it never fails. You try to cut the flashlight on, and it won't come on because the batteries are dead. So having some additional Duracell Quantum batteries, that's always a good thing. But for the winter, if you do have that breakdown or you are stuck in ice or snow, I think having things like water, snacks, gloves, even a blanket to wrap up until someone can maybe come rescue you.
Well, I think you gave some great tips, and at the end, we'll give you an opportunity to tell us where we can go to find out more. But let's head to the track a little bit in the last couple of minutes we have together. Another great season for the 2016 Sprint Cup campaign. Jimmy Johnson wins another Sprint Cup championship. Why don't you do two things for us? Number one, tie a bow around the 2016 season. And number two, new sponsor for NASCAR's top series next year, Monster Energy. Talk about what that might mean to NASCAR racing.
Well, yeah, when we put the bow on the 2016 season, and I'd be remiss if I didn't drop this in, it's only 80 days until the NASCAR on Fox 2017 Daytona 500 kicks off, and that's 80 days from as we're sitting here. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the competition this year. We had 13 different winners. And the thing I liked about it, Joe and Bob, is no one really had a stranglehold on a season. You know, the most wins by any driver was Jimmy Johnson, who won the five races to win the championship. Certainly the Toyota camp was strong. Even Martin Truex Jr. driving for Furniture Row. Chase Elliott as a rookie had an unbelievable season. And didn't quite make it to victory lane, but made the chase, which was a big deal, and ended up winning Rookie of the Year. So the competition was awesome all year long, from Daytona to Homestead. Some great racing, some great finishes, some close finishes. But, yeah, we certainly applaud and respect what Nextel and Sprint, they've done for our sport for the last 13 years. They're certainly going to be missed. They took our sport to a whole new level the 13 years that they were here. But I think we're all excited about Monster Energy coming on board because they have a lot of experience with motorsports. And the one thing that I was really happy to hear at the press conference last week from Las Vegas is they're not going to dilute any of their other sponsorships of other motorsports or even other athletes. They're still going to do the sponsorship of Kurt Busch's 41 car at select races. They're still going to do the Supercross series. So I think what they're going to be able to do is they're going to be able to mix in other fans from other motorsports, and I think that's only going to grow the sport in a big way.
You know, you answered my question there. I was going to ask you if it was going to hurt a couple of the teams that use Monster as a sponsor, but you answered that question. You know, when you change title sponsors like that, perception is sometimes not the reality. Is it Sprint getting cold feet about the financial investment, or is it just sometimes it's time to move on and you welcome another title sponsor and they've got as deep a pockets as Sprint does?
Well, we know to be the series sponsor in Sprint Cup, you have to write some big checks. And I think as we have the change in the guard and upper management at companies, they feel like that it's maybe time to move on and try something else. But the good news is we've got Monster Energy that just picked up the ball and they're running with it.
Larry, before we let you out the door real quick, I want to keep you on schedule as best we can. Where can we go and get some more 411 on winter car care tips via you and Home Depot?
Well, you can go to HomeDepot.com and it'll get you all types of information. But if you're at Home Depot shopping for the house, maybe for the holidays or maybe to winterize your home, everything we've talked about is available right there at Home Depot. It's like one-stop shopping.
Larry, thanks so much for a few, as you said, just 80 days, and probably in about 80 days we'll be speaking to you again to preview the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. Have yourself a great winter. Stay warm in Charlotte. We'll talk to you next year.
All right. Happy holidays to you guys.
You too now. Bye-bye. That was the great Larry McReynolds joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Winter car care tips, 80 days from the Daytona 500, the Great American Race. Bob, I can't believe it.
Yep, and it's, you know, it's one of the unique things about NASCAR. They kick off their season with their Super Bowl.
Well said. We'll start football Friday on Thursday next. It's an abridged version. We'll rapid fire through some stuff, but we'll take care of our business as only we can here on the attack. It's next. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's a very valid question.
I say that every day when we do this show. What the hell's going on?
It's a very valid question. Shh, you don't want to jinx it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. That was a lot of fun with Larry McReynolds. Man, I'll tell you. You talk about them snow tires, man. I may invest in them this year. It's looking like it's going to be a rough winter, and I got me a rear-wheel drive Mustang convertible.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, and you know, it's funny, and we don't really have much time to get off the beaten path, but we will anyway. You know, in this day and age, when you live in an area of the country that's in a snow belt, everybody markets the all-wheel drive version of the vehicle. And if you look at sales in places like the Northeast, and the Midwest, and all these places where snow is a real issue within the United States, about 35 to 40% of the cars sold or close to it are all-wheel drive. And all-wheel drive is great. It helps you in the snow starting from a stopped position. It can help you to some degree if you've got to get up a steep hill in snow-covered roads. But it doesn't help you stop.
Right.
And it doesn't help with a lot of things that people, when you see them drive all-wheel drive vehicles in the snow, think it does. It's not as big an edge as you think. The biggest edge is those aforementioned snow tires. Even rear-wheel drive cars. If you got snow tires on them, you'll be okay. You won't have the issues that you have. You know, you're running either all-weather tires, which really are good at nothing. That's the realities. Or in your case, it's a Mustang. You may be running Goodyear Z-rated racing tires. Goodyear getting their free pop. And Z-rated racing tires, they're great when you want to go fast and you want to hug in corners and you're on a track or you're, you know, even you're trying to do spirited driving on the road. But they couldn't be worse in bad weather. You're not going anywhere. Front drive does help because, you know, most of the weight of the car is on the front wheels. But even there, the biggest benefit ultimately is snow tires. So get an extra set of rims. Get an extra set of snow. Make the investment. Put them in your garage. Take them to your mechanic around this time of year and switch. It will pay dividends, and it pays dividends in a major way. Because most of us have all what they call all-weather tires on their car. They're really not particularly good at anything, and they're not particularly bad at anything either. So snow tires, from what I've read, are a bigger advantage than even the type of drive that your car is, whether it be all-wheel, front-wheel, or rear-wheel. So make the investment if you're smart. I think it's the smartest thing you can do if you live in a snowbelt area.
All-wheel drive does not mean all-wheel stop.
That's exactly right, Bob. What do you say, since it's Football Friday on Thursday here on The Attack, what do you say we start knocking out previews game by game, some quicker than others because we're past the three-quarter pole of the season. We're turning for home, and there are a lot of games we can look at on this schedule that mean nothing. So we'll give attention to the ones that deserve it and not as much to the ones that don't.
That's fair enough.
Thursday night, second week in a row, you get a game that actually means something. And that's so rare with this Thursday night package. So how they did it, I don't know. I guess buys are over, and as a result, they're able to get a meaningful Thursday night game. 9-3 Chiefs, 4-1 at home. Host the 10-2, perfect 5-0 away from home, Oakland Raiders.
Indeed. Key game, brother. And Raiders have done well on the road this year. 10-2 overall. Chiefs defending home turf. They've played really well, playing some of their best football of the year right now. This is an intriguing game all the way around. I mean, look, it when you're playing in that division, which I guess you got to make the argument between those two teams and Denver, it's probably the best division in football. This is going to be fun, and this is old school rivalries right here, the trio of teams that are involved. David Carr is playing up to MVP capabilities. Whether or not he's capable of taking it on the road and beating the Chiefs is a discussion that we're going to have right now. I personally think he can do it, Joe. They are finally playing the kind of football that we thought they were going to play, and David Carr is playing at an elite level. If they get into any level of a shootout, the Raiders are capable of winning it. The Chiefs, with their offense, are not.
You know, I look at the Chiefs, and in many ways, they're like the Lions. I think they're far better on defense than the Lions, but on offense, they don't always do enough, And they're one of these teams that keeps finding a way to win. That can't be undervalued. You know, it's better than finding a way to lose. But they haven't been quite as dominant on defense as they have been in years past. Still very good. And offensively, they're pedestrian. They don't run the ball great. Passing game isn't dynamic. The Raiders are starting to find their stride on defense. Khalil Mack is starting to dominate. Bruce Irvin, they're starting to get that pressure on the quarterback. And offensively, it's a passing game that can't be stopped and a running game that's tough to stop most weeks as well. I think it's a hell of a football game, old school rivalry, but between the superior offense of the Raiders and the riverboat gambler mentality of Jack Del Rio and him seemingly just have everything going right, I like the Raiders in this one. I think they win a close one and they show you just how good they are. While with the Chiefs, we know they're going to make the playoffs. But we also know they're not good enough to make a deep run through the playoffs because they're a limited football team. They're stuck in that spot. Good enough to get in the playoffs every year. Not really good enough to make any real significant noise.
Sound familiar with an Andy Reid team, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Still, so I think we both like the Raiders in a close game in this one. Chiefs are a 3-point favorite because they're at home. We both like the Raiders. I think it'll be close. I think the score will get a little higher than the Chiefs are comfortable with, and that'll be the difference.
Yep.
7-5 Steelers head up to Buffalo, New Era Field in Buffalo to take on the 6-6 Bills. Playoff chances for the Bills are fleeting. Don't know if it means the end for Rex Ryan. The Steelers are an incredibly talented team. They are a very dangerous team. If they find their way into January, they may be the best the AFC has to offer. The trick for them is getting there. The way they get there is to keep winning. This is a game they have to win. I think it's a game they will win. I don't think it's easy, but I think they win.
Yeah, you're right as far as fleeting chances for the Bills. I'm going to go with a little home field here today. I've been back and forth in this game since last week. Tyrod Taylor will have to make a couple of plays, and we're going to find out whether or not he's capable of making them. Sometimes he is. Sometimes he isn't.
See, now, there's something I don't believe about that statement. You've been back and forth on this game since last week. I started thinking about this game 5 minutes ago. Well, 1 minute ago.
No, when I was looking, because in watching the Steelers, Joe, as you said, if they make the playoffs, they're a team you're not going to want to face. Well, they and Baltimore are playing really good football right now.
I just wanted to poke holes in your story about looking at this game for a week solid. But
because I actually looked at their schedules, both Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and I looked at this matchup, and I was like,
Now we know who does all the work on the show.
Yeah, no, that would be you. actually, it's Robert. Let's not fool ourselves. I'm going with Buffalo more on a hunch than anything else. I like the way that Pittsburgh is playing. December football is usually Steeler football, but I just got a feeling about this one. I don't know why.
You know what you're saying, right? Maybe the best team in the AFC. All apologies to the Raiders and the Patriots. Maybe the best team in the AFC and the most dangerous one in the postseason might not get there. Loss here would make it an uphill battle with the way the Ravens are playing right now.
Yeah, no, I know.
Interesting. All right, we agree to disagree. Let's move forward. To me, one of the more intriguing matchups at 1 o'clock, and there's some good games in this Week 14 NFL Sunday at 1 o'clock, Broncos and Titans. This one's in Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. Titans are 6-6 on the year, 3-3 at home. Their record could be far better. Mariota has been tremendous. He's already got 25 touchdown passes on the season. But he's given them a lot, and he's taken away some. His turnovers in week one against Minnesota led directly to that loss. And there's been a couple of other of these six losses where his turnovers that have led directly to points have been the difference. Now, the Titans are 6-6. They're tied for first place in the AFC South. And the Broncos are 8-4. And their defense is what's going to lead them. Offense, whether it's Trevor Siemian or Paxton Lynch under center, is very, very limited. And when I look at this game, and I'm going off the beaten path here. I think this is where the Titans show, because it's unclear right now as to who's playing quarterback. Is it going to be Paxton Lynch? Is it going to be Trevor Siemian? Siemian has made progress this week, but, you know, it's really unclear if he's going to play on Sunday.
Right.
And if it's Paxton Lynch, they're really in trouble. Just because he's so green right now and so not ready to be the starter, it really hamstrings their offense. If it's Trevor Siemian, again, I've told you what I think Trevor Siemian is. I think he could spend 10 to 12 years in this league, is the best backup quarterback in this league. But their offense is severely limited. The defense is good. It's just not as good as last year. For the Titans, they have that no-name defense, that smash-mouth running attack, and they find ways to beat you in the passing game, as Mariota already has almost 3,000 yards throwing. I think when you put this all together, I think the Titans send the Broncos reeling and put their playoff hopes in real jeopardy as the Titans improve to 7-6 and put pressure on the Texans and Colts to keep pace with them in the AFC South.
Yeah, it's really weird. When I was talking about this on Monday, Joe, I started to get into a discussion on who was going to come out of the South, and I was looking at the formulas. And my little mathematical thing, I'm starting to go, Indianapolis? Really? But this is the key game for Tennessee. And I just think the Denver defense will be able to turn the ball over enough to give them a victory.
All right, Bob, and we'll talk a little bit more about this one on the other side before we rapid-fire move along to other games on a Week 14 NFL Sunday. That's all next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Twitter is more your thing. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we're talking to some football. And Denver, Tennessee was our topic of conversation as we hit the break. But, Joe, I always talk about how teams need to learn to win. And the Titans are in that process right now. Mm-hmm. They keep it real simple. Their quarterback is performing well. As you say, he giveth, he taketh away. But for the most part, it's been much more positive than negative. But when you're going up against the defending Super Bowl champion who have withstood the loss of a Hall of Fame quarterback and are still in the mix to win their division, basically with a couple of rookies with little to no experience in the league, and that's where I think Tennessee probably hits a wall this weekend. It's not to diminish anything that they've done, but I think Denver is that capable of winning these kind of games, and Tennessee is still in the learning curve.
I see where you're coming from, because every time I think Tennessee is going to win one of these games and get over the hump, as it were, they don't. I mean, they're way ahead of schedule. And this is one of those predictions in a business full of predictions where I'm pretty proud, because we go all the way back to September. Did I not anoint them one of my surprise teams of 2016?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely,
they're beyond it. Then again, my other one was the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we'll see how well that worked out. So.
Me too.
Yeah, so, but let's be fair. And again, you know, I think the Titans' chances in this game will be better if Trevor Siemian is down. This offense is really limited with Paxton Lynch. With Trevor Siemian, they seem to be able to do enough. I'm still picking Tennessee. But, man, what you say has a lot of validity, you know, a lot of validity as it relates to learning how to win. But I think it's going to be a hell of a football game, and I think it's a measuring stick for both. As far as winning the division, here's where the Titans have the uphill climb because of their division record and their head-to-head record with Houston and Indy. That's where it's going to hurt them. You know, I think ultimately – Houston ends up winning this division just because this year they've owned said division.
Right.
And I think, but I don't see them separating, and I see them being 9-7, 8-8. And I see the Colts being in the same place, and I see Tennessee being in about the same place. But I think moving forward, when you look beyond 2016, with the bevy of draft picks and John Robinson at the helm for Tennessee, they're way ahead of schedule. And the balance of power in the AFC South is about to shift towards the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a real competitive division for a long time to come.
Let's move on. Eagles, Redskins. Redskins' playoff hopes are absolutely alive for them at 6-5-1. They head up to Lincoln Financial to take on Eagles. Boy, my geography's terrible. Spin me around, I'll get lost. The 5-7
That's
Eagles,
right. We're going to Baltimore. You'll end up in Roanoke, but hey.
Yeah, you go. Close enough. It'll be warmer by 5 degrees. 5-7 Eagles, 4-1 at home. We're starting to see the warts on the Eagles.
Yeah.
They were ahead of schedule. Everybody, we fell in love with them when they won. We like Wentz. There's a long way to go. They lean on this defense to do so much. The Redskins' offense will eventually just wear them down. They're going to break through because the Eagles' offense doesn't do much. And I think the Redskins find a way to win this division matchup. It won't be easy. Unless you get real bad Kirk Cousins, I think the Skins do enough, and they kind of expose the fact that the Eagles are a year away and that the original plan was for them really not to be very good this year, and that'll start to come to light down the stretch.
Yeah. You know, it Cousins was pedestrian last week. This is where, when you're a Redskin fan, you look at it and you go, but should we give him that amount of money? Yeah, you should.
I mean, you're going to have to, Bob. I mean, there's not that many other options out there that are comparable,
right.
You know?
And he's proven this season that he deserves it. But that being said, this is the kind of game right here, as you said, don't give bad Kirk Cousins. Step up, put the nail in the Eagles' coffin, because if the Eagles win this game, it's the nail in your coffin. So win this football game, which I think they will.
That's pretty good.
The Eagles, the Eagles' wart is showing a little bit, and that's basically just they're limited in talent.
Right, playmakers on the offensive side of the ball are fleeting for them.
Right, So, you know, they'll have their turn in a year or two. Right now it's the Redskins' turn. Take care of business. I think they will.
Well said. Cardinals-Dolphins. This one intrigues me. Dolphins are 7-5, 5-1 at home. Cardinals played their best ball of the season last week. 5-6-1, just 1-4 away from the desert. This has Cardinals victory to me written all over it. And I know Dolphins have been pretty good. But if you looked at these teams on paper in September, and even you look at them on paper now, Cardinals are the better football team. They've just underwhelmed, disappointed, and it's going to probably cost them a playoff berth. That said, they played their best ball of the year last week. I understand West Coast team, or almost West Coast team, coming east, that's always a challenge. But I have a feeling they don't come in flat, and I think they start to string something together to make that chase for that last wild card spot real interesting. While the Dolphins fall to 7-6 and put their playoff hopes on life support despite a very nice run right here in the middle of the season.
There's two formulas here. If you get decent enough defense out of Arizona and Carson Palmer plays up to snuff, they can win football games. That happened last week, and as you said, very accurately so, it was their best performance of the season. The consistency hasn't been there. I'm not so sure coming to the East Coast they can do that. The formula for the Dolphins is don't ask Ryan Tannehill to do too much, even though he has a cannon arm. Run the football, lean on the defense, let him make a couple of plays, and you win football games. When that doesn't happen, like it did last week when they fell behind early and they had to put it on Tannehill, oops, 38-6. And, that's going to be the key to the game. If the Cardinals jump out, Dolphins will lose. If the Dolphins can control, they'll win. I think they control, and I think they win.
All right. Fair enough. You know, a lot of disagreement all the way around, but when you get to this point in the season and you think you've seen something, it's always interesting to see how things transpire down the stretch.
No question.
I guess this one will be called a friends and family special. 4-8 Panthers hosting the 5-7 Chargers. Neither team is making the playoffs. One will have to win. Maybe Cam Newton will wear his tie this week, and the Panthers will win. And we're going to get into that at some point when we have time. Probably the dumbest disciplinary move ever.
Ron Rivera making a statement.
In a world of business casual where nobody wears a tie anywhere, you're going to force him to wear a tie, and you're going to bench him for the first series as a result. Panthers, I know there's a lot of disharmony here. Panthers are better than the Chargers. They'll win. They're still not going to the playoffs.
Agreed.
This one is an even more of a friends and family special. Yeah, 0-12 Browns host the 4-7-1 Bengals. Wow. Well, somebody's got to win. So the Bengals beat bad teams, can't beat good teams. Browns qualify as a bad team. They play hard. It won't be easy, but the Bengals will find a way to win.
Browns could screw everything up by having RG3 have a good performance and put them in a tie with San Francisco. I don't think it'll happen. But RG3 is going to get the start. Browns will drop to 0-13.
Well said. 8-4 Lions, 5-1 at home. They host the 3-9 Bears, 0-6 away from home. You know, you talk about quarterbacks. Matt Barkley's not the answer in Chicago. They're not a good football team. It's a division rivalry. The Lions have found a way to win. Matt Stafford's playing like an MVP candidate. The defense is getting better because it's getting healthier. They still don't run the ball with any consistency. But this is one of those home games that a good team that doesn't do it in a sexy way finds a way to win. It'll be a lot closer than it should be. And if I were a betting man, I'd bet the Lions, but I'd lay the money line as opposed to laying the 7.5 because they always make it interesting. I do like the Lions, however.
Yeah, I do too. A country boy coming to New York City, it just has a nice touch to it. And I know he's not being mentioned as a hot candidate, but boy, Joe Bob Cooter, head coach.
Jim Bob Cooter,
New York.
Joe Bob's somebody else, but
yeah, they're all Bobs. Yeah. J Bob,
got three names.
Bob, that's it. Head coach of the New York Jets. It just has a nice ring.
So we're already firing. Todd Bowles.
But I've been firing him since the second game of the season.
Well,
so
if you saw me on Twitter during the game, I fired him too because the team flat out quit on him. Muhammad Wilkerson's wallet got so heavy he couldn't keep up with anybody on Monday night. And Revis Island's
becoming. Welcome aboard.
And Revis Island's become an all-inclusive resort where everybody's welcome.
That's it. Drinks are top shelf.
I don't know how much of this stuff we're going to finish. But the best part of this upcoming game, and we actually have Texans Colts, pairing right. 6-6 teams at the top of the AFC South. They got Andrew Luck, quarterback-driven league, at Lucas Oil. Texans defense has been good, but not as dominant as it was when J.J. Watt was there. I think the Colts, like you said, you were kind of hashing this out. After it's all said and done, might the Colts be the team that emerges out of this AFC South? I think they make their stand here and prove to 7-6, and they beat the Texans.
Yeah, I'm in accord here. It's just, unfortunately for the Texans, the losses on defense are starting to catch up to them, and Brock Osweiler is struggling. And he certainly struggles on the road. They got a hard decision to make in the offseason with him.
They sure do. Tom Savage, quarterback. One guy will be making $17 million, and a starter will be making, I don't know,
$7 million.
Yeah. No,
$700,000.
Yeah, exactly. This one, I guess there's playoff implications on some level as far as the Vikings are concerned. At 6-6, they have to keep on winning if they're going to have any chance at all in the NFC playoff picture. They head down to Jacksonville, 2-10 Jaguars. The highlight of this is the fact that if you spend $50, you can watch a quarter of this game sitting with Ric Flair. Literally, that's what they've come down to sell tickets.
Yep.
It's a $50 ticket to go to an NFL game, but for that $50, it's not just going to the NFL game. You get a meet and greet with about a half a dozen legendary wrestlers, and you could pick one to sit with and watch the game for a quarter. So normally it costs you a ton of money to get a Ric Flair autograph and some time with him. But for a mere $50, you have to endure a Jacksonville Jaguars football game. But you can hang out with the Nature Boy and go, woo, and hope he doesn't die. And hope he doesn't die sitting next to you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny with the Jacksonville football team, Joe. That's actually what they do in the meeting room when they're looking at film. They pull their pay stubs out and they look at them and they share them around the room and they go, woo, woo, because
yeah, well.
They're not playing any football.
And all Rick can do is woo. I love him, but boy, he squandered millions and millions of dollars.
Well, look, it's going to cost Bradley his job, and rightfully so. They've laid down on him. Vikings are going to come in, and a very, very needed win will happen.
Yeah. 4 o'clock action, Jets 49ers. Oh, boy, who cares? It's out on the left coast at Levi's Stadium. Somebody will win. Who cares?
Well, Bryce Petty starting, and the 49ers are going to win the football game, and Todd Bowles is going to get fired.
Okay. No argument.
Not necessarily after the game, but he's done.
Not necessarily in that order, but it'll happen. Buccaneers, Saints, Rams, Falcons, Packers, Seahawks are the rest of the 4 o'clock matchups. Buccaneers at home, Saints on that slower track, don't like their chances. Thought they were going to beat the Lions on the fast track. Really disappointed. Breeze through three interceptions. Buccaneers are on a roll. I like the Bucs. I like the Falcons over the Rams because the Rams have no offense. And the Seahawks will go up to Lambeau and dispatch the Packers because they're just better.
I'll give you mine on the other side.
And then Sunday night matchup. Sunday night special, Cowboys-Giants, another potentially good one. We'll get to that one as well as we tie a bow around this Thursday edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano wrapping it up here. Joe, I like the Saints on the road against the Buccaneers. The Bucs don't win at home, and every time they're in an opportunity to really make some noise, they seem to not, even though they're playing well right now. Falcons over the Rams, to me, a no-brainer. Packers are playing pretty good football right now. I think they're going to take care of business against Seattle. I really do. Seattle's been a little bit inconsistent, particularly offensively. And Giants-Cowboys, boy, that should be a barn burner. The Giants stunk it up, but they always get their dander off for the Cowboys. Don't you feel the Cowboys are just due for one bad one?
Michael Irvin said it best. They could use a loss here. It'll refocus things. This might be the week. Division matchup teams know each other. Giants defense is terrific. That offense has to get out of quicksand, though. And the Cowboys defense, while it's statistically been fine, won't pose a challenge to the Giants from the standpoint of pressure on the quarterback. So I'm with you. I think the Giants win this one, so they're sure to lose now because we both agree.
This is true. Justin Pugh back on the offensive line this week, and maybe that'll make a difference as well.
That could help a lot, Bob. That really could help a lot. So, you know, I'm with you. I do like the Giants over the Cowboys. We disagree on the Packers and Seahawks. And you're right, Packers have played pretty good ball. I just don't know that their defense can hold up with Russell Wilson healthy. That Seahawks offense is pretty good now. And that's my big concern there. So that'll all be an interesting watch as we get out the door here again tomorrow. Special Army Navy edition of the Attack, 4 p.m. Eastern time, wherever you listen to us. 36 years ago today, we lost John Lennon too soon. And 60 years ago yesterday, Larry Bird was born. And final note, instead of going back to New York, I'm going down to Jacksonville. I'm going to hang out with Flair and watch the Jaguars. I'll watch the other 1 o'clock games on TV. We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow. Good day, all.